This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Phillips is going to be in studio at 1:25. We're going to talk to him about his team and what he's building over there at Whitehaven. So we will do that at 1:25. I'm worried, though, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very worried about our man, Jason, because when this show started on the air, live on the air, he gulped down a five-hour energy.
Well, you know, I said we're going to be talking express.
One of these.
Let me take a shot.
One of these five-hour energy shots, and he's his energy was great for 20 minutes.
No, but please don't act like I haven't brought it today like you have.
Because believe me,
I'm a lot more upbeat and optimistic about what's going on in this city and this city sports teams than you are.
Yeah, but you're...
You don't want to watch anything. You can't even get out of bed.
But you're...
It's so depressing a world you live in.
But you're crashing hard right now, though.
Yeah. I'm good, bro.
Yeah, you're crashing.
What are you talking about?
You said movie of the year. You don't really want to talk about anything else.
It does. It's got... I think I'm when so energetic, I'm just a little bit dizzy.
Before the show, when we were talking about Bohemian Rhapsody, you were like, I'm ready to talk about that. And then we got into it, and I felt like you held back a little bit.
Well, I didn't have much more for you other than Rami and how good he was.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, I want you to power here. Have another.
No. I think I'm fine. Remember, it lasts five
You're not
hours.
Allowed to have more than one.
Exactly.
Of those.
I mean,
sure
if I take
something
one,
on the label.
Thank you. I'm not
it's
sure
President's
if that's safe.
It's President's Day, dude. Have another. You got to celebrate the president, our country. Yeah.
This ain't Fireball, John. As you know, this ain't your stuff here. This stuff. You can't do that twice in a 5 hour period. I don't think.
I think you can, mate. I think you'll be all right. So anyway, I'm just gonna slide this on over to you, and it's your decision. No judgment zone, okay? No judgment zone. Here's what we're trying to also do. We're trying to get Jason, we're trying to get him back, right?
I'm the one that's found out what the problem was for you guys, for this Memphis Express team.
Okay, over on the Wikipedia page,
the one
though.
Watching closely.
Over on their Wikipedia page, which I granted is not like a necessarily reliable source, David Lee, not to be confused with the former Golden State Warrior, he is listed as the OC / quarterbacks coach.
That's because you went to the Wikipedia page, which probably Bennett wrote.
It's not official.
Before the season.
Why would Bennett write it?
My point is that anyone on the street can write that, John. I'm on the team's website, and they don't have an offensive coordinator list, and you're seriously giving me wiki page over this.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what they have on there. Maybe the
Again, David Lee, quarterbacks website. Coach. But technically, at least the team doesn't even give them that designation of offense coordinator on their own staff layout here of the roster.
Well, I mean, I think what we all agree is that it takes a village. It takes a village to fix things like the Express right now, right? Yeah. So let's all pitch in. Who should be the new offensive coordinator with the Express? There are lots of great options here in Memphis, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, we'll see what happens with Justin Fuente. A lot of guys transferring. Maybe we could get Justin back to Memphis.
Where's my man Ramon Slocum or Cedric Miller?
Oh, you're just going through all the
Deron Sutton.
You're going the high school route.
They'll do better than what we got out there right now, which is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
535-3776-535-ESPN.
Are you looking for real candidates?
Yeah, I want to know who we should hire. What the idea out there is for the Memphis Express and their offensive coordinator situation, and if that is the true problem, maybe there are other things that the community thinks is plaguing the Express right now.
Well, like Christian Hackenberg.
535-3776-535-ESPN. What do you do if you are the Express? Want to hear from all of you. I mean, I will say it looked fun. It looked fun on television. You know, they had the party decks, which the University of Memphis is bringing. Brad Carson first brought you that news.
Did he break it?
He broke it.
Man, shout out to Brad Carson being first on the news there. I saw him talking about his sources.
He had some sources, apparently. I don't know where he found them, but he's got some sources.
Well, he had the news, so he had sources. Shout out to Brad breaking that news. Scoop man.
Yeah, Brad got the news that the University of Memphis is going to be adding those party decks, which I'm a fan of. I think that'll be a fun little wrinkle to those games. It looked fun until the football started being played. You know, that wasn't – I mean, I guess it was fun enough to start, and then it just all went to hell. And then the offense stopped being able to move really at all. That wasn't very fun. 535-3776,
535-3776. Oh, folks got answers.
They do. Let's go
They're out there.
Let's go to Joe in Germantown. Joe, you're on.
Hey, how's it going?
What's the word? Brother?
I'm thinking, I know a coach needs a job, Art Briles.
Art Briles?
Oh, boy.
Now, that is some controversy,
controversial
Joe.
That is candidate some, there.
That now, I mean, that. I don't think we can do it. I don't think we can hire.
Feels too soon.
Southern Miss wanted to hire him as their OC, and the president said no.
Feels too soon.
Were you following that story at all?
Mm-mm.
Jay Hobson, who used to be at Memphis and is now at Southern Miss, wanted to bring in Art Briles.
Oh, I saw it. I just didn't follow it closely.
Yeah, and Jay was, like, really upset about it. Jay was really conflicted about the fact that he could not hire Art Briles. He said he's done his time. You know, he should be able to come back.
I think he will at some point.
But not to be. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. What should the Memphis Express do to get off the schneid?
Well, yeah, you got to give us your offensive coordinator, man.
They're 0-2.
They're missing one.
Let's go to Jake, who is in Arkansas. Jake, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. First time caller. Just love what y'all do. I listen as much as I can.
Appreciate it.
I got two ideas. First, I think the OC should be Hugh Freeze. And the second idea I have is I think they should bring on Paxton Lynch or try to get him at least as the quarterback.
Jake, appreciate the call. Yep, thanks for the call, man. Hugh Freeze is a head coach now.
You keep telling us that like we care.
Yeah, but he's not coming back. He's at
Liberty.
No, but he was in the AAF, and he left for Liberty, so he's not going to come back to the AAF.
Kidding. I realize he's got a full-time job that he wants to dedicate himself to. That's fine.
Yeah, he's already in the AAF. He's already seen it up close. He's not going to come back.
I'm for the AAF. No, I get that. No, he's firmly committed to a rebuild of his career, and I'm not going to hold that against him. I know we're kidding on that. I mentioned him earlier as a possible. I was kidding, John. I'm not kidding about Rutherford.
Yeah, not kidding about
Tim Rutherford. Thompson.
Paxton Lynch, my understanding is they kicked the tires on him, and they looked in the Memphis Express. They looked into bringing him in. Did not get good reviews, but he's with the Seahawks right now.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, we can laugh and we can joke around and can get as real as we want to about how disappointing Hackenberg's been to this point. But if you're a Paxton Lynch, how could you look at this situation right now, as we said, with literally no OC, how could you look at this situation, this offense, and think, oh, I can show people what I'll get it done in that league with that offense,
yep,
right? You got to need to look a little bit more like an offense before you're going to draw anybody like that in here.
That's true. 535-3776-535-ESPN. What would you do if you are the Memphis Express? Let's go to Greg downtown. Greg, you're on.
Hey, guys. Thanks. I'm figuring if you like Hall of Famer Mike Singletary, then go after Joe Theismann.
Ooh, Joe Theismann. What's the thinking with Joe there?
Just figure he's local enough. Maybe he'd do it.
Okay. All right, Greg. Appreciate the call.
Thinking outside the box.
You like Joe Theismann?
I'm in.
We don't know. Has he ever been a coach before?
I don't think so. No, he's analyst.
But he is a Super Bowl champion, though.
Football mind.
He's a Super Bowl champion. I actually think it makes sense. Yeah. I think it makes a lot of sense. Let's get Joe. Let's get Joe on board. All aboard, Joe. Joe Theismann.
I've got the best one. He's not working right now.
Well, you already said Devin Rutherford.
He's even better than my man Devin Rutherford. You know who it is? And he'd be getting a taste to see if he wants to do this. If this is something he wants to do, and you can get him right now. Tony Romo.
Dude, Tony Romo is not doing the AAF.
What do you mean he comes here for a couple of weekends? I mean, that's all we're talking. You got 8 more weeks left in the season, John. What do you mean?
He will get hired in the NFL as the Cowboys coach before he does.
You got to see if he wants it. That's a big commitment NFL-wise. Everybody's saying, man, you got the brain of a coach. Go get a taste
that's
of it.
Too ambitious.
If you don't like it, you pull out after a week. It's perfect.
That's too ambitious.
You just hate you didn't come up with it.
No, Tony Romo would never.
He's doing nothing now.
Yeah, he enjoys doing nothing. He's not going to give that up to be a coach in the AAF.
John, he's brilliant. This won't take much brain work here.
You got to get a place
28
here.
Points.
You got to come here and spend actual time, do whatever job it is. There's no chance. Give it up, dude. He's not going to do it. He's going to be the Cowboys coach. If he's going to get into coaching, he's just going to get
the Cowboys coach. It's Lincoln Riley.
You don't think Jerry Jones will hire? No point. I see the calls.
I'm throwing your thought away there because it ain't worth it. I'm saying get to the calls, Calvin.
Let's go to Lewis in East Memphis. Lewis, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
Hey, the first thing I would do is make Mike Singletary to linebackers coach and bring in Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow as the quarterback or as the coach?
Tim Tebow as the quarterback. I mean, he got to be better than what we got right now.
But Lewis, you realize he's about to make a Major League Baseball roster.
He's on that baseball.
I don't think he'd give that up to play in the AAF. With all due respect, Lewis. So we're going to take your plan back to the drawing board. We appreciate it.
Man, Singletary going to go back to Dallas on y'all. Go back to coaching high school football y'all talking about him.
Let us never say about the city of Memphis that y'all are not ambitious.
Defensive wizard.
I mean, you say they're going to hire Tony Romo as the coach.
I said they should, fool.
Even the coach. He's an offensive coordinator. And Lewis thinks they're going to get Tim Tebow as the quarterback. I mean, what a dream that would be. We can't fail.
It's not like the league doesn't have former NFL guys associated with it. Tuck, Polamalu.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be Tony Romo, but you could go get somebody that knows a little offense and this thing not look like it's the 6th, 7th grade.
John Gruden, 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Let's go to Tony and Bartlett. Tony, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest problems this team got, they don't have enough guys that the people around here are familiar with.
That too.
So I would do a lot to try to get somebody like Riley Ferguson in. And, you know, you go out and you find the old ex-NFL offensive coordinator to try to come in and fix this thing.
All day.
But I think the league did a terrible job on going out and getting coaches before, you know, you tried to find a match with your community. That's like putting a cart before you put the horse. You're putting the horse behind the cart. And I think they missed the boat on that. You know, you got to know what the temperature is of your community before you start going out putting Tylenol in their mouth.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate the call. 535. That cracked me up. 535. Because I thought you were talking about like the offense. Just like it's like a Tylenol. 535.
Somebody actually cheered John up today.
3776. 535. ESPN. What would you do? If you were the Memphis Express, Jason says he would hire Tony Romo as the offensive coordinator.
Devin Rutherford as his assistant OC.
Devin Rutherford as his assistant OC. Let's bring in Jamarcus Russell at quarterback. Can we do that?
We've already discussed that.
That would be fun just to see.
We got to see Mettenberger first, and he can't even get past Brandon Silvers on
all
the
right.
depth chart.
Let's go to
hell's going on with this
let's
team.
Let's go to Duran in Nashville. Duran, you're on.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing today?
Good, what's up, man. What's up?
So, yeah, man, I've watched both games, and the play calling is absolutely horrendous. Like, it's cringeworthy to watch. Not only the play calling, but the snap count. Like, anybody that's watching the game knows the only snap count they've really been doing is the Monday snap count, and Monday snap count is immediately snap the ball. So the defense has a jump on anything Hackenberg is doing out the gate. You know, so I can't really put it on Hackenberg. Like, the play calling and the snap count and the lack of creativity, like, no quarterback would survive that. You know, but if I had to choose, like, what would get the city excited quarterback-wise, I definitely would love to see Riley Ferguson, man. I don't know what he's doing, but I would love to see Riley Ferguson. And like the last guy said, they thought the pulse of the city, you know, because we're predominantly African American, that they should go with all African American coaches in that format. But man, we want to see winners regardless, you know. Seeing somebody that look like us is cool, but we want to see winners, you know. So That's my thoughts, man.
Hey, Durant, appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call.
Maybe we should make a pitch to Riley Ferguson, and we should put it in a note.
Bring him out of retirement. Carolina.
Again, though.
Save a Memphis team again.
Again, though, we love Riley here in Memphis, and is that an offense in a situation that right now you look at and you say, come on home, Riley, and you'll be safe in this. I mean, you see the shots Hackenberg's taking out there.
You're right. 535.
They have to get some things correct.
3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Curtis in Midtown. Curtis, you're on.
What's going on, guys? First off, I just want to say I bang in my white tee, so I hear you.
There
brother.
You go. Yeah, you get it. You get it, Curtis.
I hear you. man, look, man, let's be real, man. This league ain't going to be around for maybe top 3 years, man. It's going to be gone. I'm saying, man, they don't have an offensive coordinator. What type of youth football league is this? You know, like.
Real.
No wonder. I mean, hey, I ain't going to lie. That boy got popped as soon as he crossed the end zone, and that was probably the most funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I was laughing, too, and it's my team.
oh, my God, that would trip me out. But, man, all right, what's up with the guy in the booth, man? The guy won a Super Bowl, man. What's his name? Billichick or
Billick.
Something.
Yeah, Coach Billick.
Billick ain't doing nothing. He's a horrible announcer anyways. That's why the NFL let him go. So he ain't doing nothing. But, man, I appreciate it, man. You guys are awesome, dude. Appreciate it.
They appreciate you. Man, even Billick was like, man, I don't even know what they're doing.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to James and Olive Branch. James, you're on.
All right, what's up? So first off, I have to say I'm totally disagree with that guy. I think 3 years from now we'll see AAF.
I hope so.
Still existing and thriving. I mean, I think you see kind of the model how they want to work right next to the NFL. Man, it's going to be awesome to see. But, okay, on to the original question. Here's what I think you need to do. I think you just need to keep Zach Stacy in the Wildcat. Don't even put a dang quarterback out there. Just hand Zach Stacy, because that man is a monster.
He is, man. I almost feel bad for him, like you're burning up all the tread on that tire for nothing. Get him some help.
Yeah. 535-ESPN, 535-3776. Look at the passion. The passion from Memphis.
I told you it's here, John. You can get it.
Sleeping
you
giant.
You just got to look credible.
Sleeping giant. Let's go to Jim in East Memphis. Jim, you're on. Happy President's Day.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
Best offensive coordinator you can get right now is Brett Favre. Bring him out of retirement. He's already won a 6A state championship in Mississippi. So, I mean, he's got the coaching ability. Why not go get him? He'd fling it all over the field.
Jim, I love that idea.
What's
and I
he
also
doing?
Would like him to play quarterback.
I was about to say, there's your solid quarterback situation, too. He's doing Ironman now, so you know he's in shape.
Okay. I mean, so yeah, I love it, Jim. Thank you for that update. I had no idea he was that kind of shape. He is 50. He'll be 50 in October.
Forget the plan. How about the OCN?
No. Brett Favre, offensive coordinator and quarterback. I mean,
people would go out there for
that.
Yeah,
Robert Pera wanted to, you know, make Mike Miller player coach, you know, 5 years ago. Why can't we do this in the AAF?
I'm down.
It might be the thing you need to put some pop in it, you know, get
is
people
is he down there in Hattiesburg
excited.
Coaching?
Yeah, that's what it sounds
a
like.
A little bit of a drive.
Yeah, but I mean, this Brett Favre is the kind of guy who would do that.
Take the drive.
He would do the AAF offensive coordinator.
Yeah, like he's been helping high school kids and stuff. That's what
he
I'm
was the offensive coordinator at Oak Grove High School.
We have had an official thank you for the recommendation from Devin Rutherford. I think he's ready.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, a few more on this. Let's go to Kenny in Germantown. Kenny, you're on.
The problem with this league, man, is the play of the quarterback and the offensive line. This league went out and got guys to play quarterback. They were washouts from the NFL, were terrible quarterbacks, had been with multiple teams. The Sims guys are a perfect example. The teams that are winning are getting good quarterback play. If you don't have good linemen, which the league doesn't have, if you've got quarterbacks that can throw the ball with quick releases, it'll help you out. So the teams that are losing are the team with terrible quarterbacks. Memphis can't run any plays because Hackenberg is a terrible quarterback.
Yeah, Kenny, I appreciate the call, and it's true. I mean, the quarterback play is going to be the key to the success of this league. Even the NFL struggles with it at times. So you know when you get down a league, that will be a problem. That will be an issue. Let's go to Terrence in Bartlett. Terrence, you're on.
Hey guys, how y'all doing today?
What's up, brother?
Well, brother. How are you?
I got an unpopular guy, but it'll be the perfect offensive coordinator. Art Briles. I know the PR hit will be bad, but you won't be in college. You won't have him around any students or anything like that. You can't tell me that exciting brand of football wouldn't register here. Yeah, you'll get the initial PR hit, but at the end of the day, it's about football. And it's not, you know, I know some of the things were horrible and everything, but the focus has been more on him than the actual guys that did the horrible acts. I think it'll be a home run hire. Tell me what you think.
Terrence, appreciate the call. I think for a league this new, it'd be too much of a risk to take
That's
on that bad publicity.
That's a great
point. If they were a little bit more established, right, maybe you consider it. I don't think they are in a place right now where they can do it. And then
hit the nail on the head.
Last word on this. Let's go to Frank in East Memphis. Frank, you're on.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, the league owns the franchises, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, don't you think they should have looked at like what Mike Singletary's career at the 49ers was?
He was
dull and boring there.
Jason, you hear this?
I hear it. He's got a good defense, doesn't he? Get that man an OC.
Now, here's a name, and I want y'all's opinion. Is he too toxic for this league?
Who you got?
Art Briles.
My God.
That is the third time, brother, Art Briles we've gotten today. So I must say, I mean, you're not the only one.
Frank, the answer is yes, he's too toxic. The league is too new and too non-established. So.
And that would be too controversial?
It would be too controversial too early on. If they were a little bit more established early on, then I would say, okay, you can do that. But I don't think they're stable enough yet to take that on. And so that's why I think they'll take a pass. But appreciate the call as always.
Thank you, brother.
Yep. Interesting. I like Brett Favre. That was the best
idea. I like Brett Favre. I'm in on Brett Favre.
I think he'd do it. I really do.
I've actually decided I want to stick with my major right as offensive coordinator, and Brett Favre will play quarterback. Just make the drive up for each game day and hang out with the fans beforehand. Let's take some pictures, do some autographs, and let's get this thing going.
There you go.
You
all
want
right.
him all braced up coming out here?
I want to see Brett Favre sling that thing around one more time.
One more time.
All right, when we come back, Farazi Phillips is going to be in studio. We'll talk to him about beating East High School this weekend and more. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every bone and muscle, steady taking shots, never hurting them.
Even then, y'all don't worry nothing. And I'd like to give a shout out to my...
All right, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, his name is Farazi Phillips, Coach Farazi Phillips, to use the head coach over at Whitehaven. He's coming off a big win this weekend over East High. James Wiser, Malcolm Dandridge. Whitehaven wins 60-55 with its great team, led by Matthew Morrell. I think Morrell had 22 and 8 rebounds in that win. Coach Phillips, congratulations, first of all, on the win. And I was asking a little bit about this beforehand off air. You guys had lost to East, I think, both times in the regular season. What was the difference this time to be able to knock them off in the district championship?
Well, I think this time the opportunity that we were faced with was just finishing the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've let them maybe 9-10 quarters out of the 12 we've played them this year. And,
wow.
You know, mentally, that can kind of be something that can psychologically, you know, kind of frustrate you. So I think this time, this opportunity last Friday night, we were able to just finish the game.
When you are preparing a game plan for a prospect like James Wiseman, how much is it, hey, it's all focused on him? How much of it is you got to respect the rest of that team? And sort of how tough of a matchup is that, obviously, to prepare for? You're talking about the number one player in the country.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of sleepless nights, obviously. But, you know, you want to prepare for him as best you can. There's really no way that you can stop him. You know, as coaches say, you want to just try to contain him and take away some of the other things that they do. But, you know, a lot of what we do is centered around trying to, you know, minimize his touches, minimize his aggressiveness. But at the same time, you can't take any of those other guys for granted as well.
That's what I wanted as a coach. I know coaches have different approaches to that. Do you let the big dog, like Harden, do you let him just eat and try to stop everybody else, or do you try to limit that big dog? Sounds like it's a little bit of both with you.
Well, with him being, you know, kind of a post presence, and obviously he can put the ball on the floor from the outside, you know, it kind of gives us a little bit of idea how we can kind of guard him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you're aware of what happened Friday night, you know, we kind of had some success with him in the low post area, and then he took our big guy out to the perimeter. I think he made three or four threes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and we just was like, man, what do we do now? But, you know, it's hard to stop him. He's unstoppable, really. He's a pro. He'll be a Hall of Famer one day in the NBA. But, you know, I just know for a fact that it's something that you don't want to have to prepare for all the time.
I got you, brother.
You think he's going to be that good?
Oh, he's going to be very good.
Hall of Famer.
You know, and I just think, you know, I think the world loves him as a person, man. If you guys have had an opportunity to meet James, he's just as much as a person, a good person, as he is a great basketball player. And I think the sky's the limit for him. You know, you're talking about two of the best kids in our city, and Matthew Morrell and James Wiseman.
No doubt.
They're really good students as well. They're really good students. They're great examples for our young people, as well as other kids throughout the city. DJ Jeffries, Malcolm Dandridge, Chandler Lawson. Those guys they're good kids, man, with their heads on the right way, and their students with their academics. So they're great role models and great examples for our kids to come.
Real quick on Wiseman, have you seen a difference in him? We've had him in here. It looks like he's playing angrier. I don't know if it was him getting tired of people saying, "Hey, you don't play on the defensive end." He's focused on that now. He seems like to play with an anger to him. Have you seen as many times have you gone against him? Mm-hmm. I imagine you've seen the growth and the change game by game.
Well, over the last two or three years, you know, obviously I had an opportunity to coach him in the EYBL a couple of summers ago when he showed up at Penny's gym. You know, long, lanky. He was kind of a meek kid, you know, kind of reserved. But these last 6-7 months, man, he's come something that I hadn't seen before, and he's playing with a really, really, really just a mean streak,
like a
you
chip.
Know, and
yeah,
he's
like
angry. And I think it's good for him. You know, I think it's great for him, and it's really good for his team. But it makes him so much better because he didn't always have that.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Morrell, let's talk about how good he is, what kind of leader he is. Faraji, every time you guys play, the city, it feels like the city's buzzing about Matthew, his potential, what he's done. You just talked about the kind of kid he is. How good a player can he be? As he's rising up the rankings, when this is all done, are we talking 5-star? I mean, where does Matthew Morrell end up as a player?
Well, I mean, he gets it. You know, right now, you know, as he's young, and he's well mature beyond his years as a basketball player from what I can see, having the opportunity to coach him since he was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you guys go back.
Yeah, we go back, man. He's been with me from day one, man. And, you know, I've seen his growth. I've seen his maturity. I've seen his progression. And I think, you know, obviously, you know, he's a great player. He has so much potential. He's so unselfish, which makes him even more special. And I think, you know, that entity alone is going to make him be something that, you know, we probably hadn't seen in a long time here around Memphis.
For our listeners that haven't gotten a chance to watch him, what's he bring to the table physically? About how big is he? That vertical is unbelievable when you see him in the videos. But tell our listeners that haven't seen him a little bit about the kind of player he is.
Well, he's a high riser, first and foremost. That is something that kind of, you know, wows you, you know. But he's a great shooter. He can dribble the ball pretty well. He's learning to play with the ball in his hand a little bit more because obviously, you know, getting a lot of feedback from college coaches, that's what they probably going to play him as a one. And I don't necessarily say a combo guard, but I think he's going to be a natural one.
Got you.
Because he's just commonly unselfish. And if you've been to one of our games, I had to kind of scream at him throughout the game to be aggressive, to take over, so
to speak.
A little
less unselfish. Huh?
You know, but, you know, that's just come with him just as he is as a person. So I think, you know, with him understanding how to play the point guard and him getting more reps at it now, it's going to be even more dangerous for him.
About 6'3", 6'4"?
He's about 6'3.5", kind of around the 6'4", area. But, man, he plays like he's 6'5 or 6'6 because he jumps so well. He's just so strong. His body's so refined.
Yeah, he's put together. You know,
yeah, man,
you don't see kids built like that who are that young.
Right.
You know?
He's just, man, and he's just a joy to coach, man. I mean, I promise you, you know, he makes it easier for me because he's our best player and has been. But, you know, I can get into him, light into him, you know, with some tough, hard coaching. And the only thing that he's ever, ever said to me was, "Yes, sir. No, sir. I got you, coach." No facial expressions, no bad body language, just always, "Yes, sir. No, sir. I got you, coach." And he's very, very, very willing to be held accountable for things that he doesn't do that we expect for him to do.
So that's a good thing. Most of those, a lot of those great ones, man, they're not, you know, sometimes they're not coachable.
Right.
If you can, yeah, if you can have that, the work ethic, everything else, then you've got the, you got the,
yeah,
perfect.
And it makes it easier for our other kids, man. You know, I have a great, great group of kids. I have some young kids. We only have two seniors, and they're football players. We got, I think, 8 juniors. And so, you know, they're all special kids to me. Jesse Payne, Kavion McClain, Raji Phillips, and the list goes on. Devin Owens, who's coming out of his shell. He's playing really good basketball for us right now. And I'm so excited for what these kids are being able to do this year.
How much, when you hear from schools on Morrell or when they're coming to see you, who are you seeing the most? I mean, I imagine everybody in the country is calling.
Well, I mean, honestly, I've heard from, you know, pretty much everybody in terms of, you know, what's his recruitment like. You know, we like him, we love him, but it's hard. This is their impression. It's going to be hard getting him out of Memphis. That's what they're telling me. That's the feedback I'm getting. But that's not up to me. That's up to his mom and his dad. You know, they're phenomenal people in their own right. They're raising him so well. And that's going to be the decision that they're going to make. But I'm hearing from pretty much everybody except, you know, right now the Blue Bloods hadn't contacted me yet. Obviously, we know who they are. But I guarantee you before the end of the summer, you know, he'll get some feedback and get some recruitment from them.
How do you get your team? And I heard you talking about this a little bit off air. I want our listeners to hear you on this. Such a big win for you emotionally, right?
Right,
you keep hitting up against that east wall and keep, like you said, just not finishing, being right there and having them. How do you tell them, well, there's more, right? Because this ain't it. I mean, it's like you've got so much more basketball to be played, and you can't, I guess, emotionally get caught up in it. There's more basketball to play, right?
With my experience as a head coach in high school, you know, I've been through this before. You know, obviously, you know, I've had some success in coaching and winning some state championships and knowing that a district tournament, it pretty much means nothing if you don't finish the job. And so, you know, we obviously celebrated this win, you know, over the weekend. But today it's back to square one. You know, that means nothing to us right now. As good of a win it was for our alumni and for our student body and for our, you know, our support system, our family and friends, to us, as of today, it means nothing.
Then you've got another player with a Tennessee offer, is that right? And Jordan Wilmore, does he have an offer? And is how much are folks looking at him as a 7'4", right?
Absolutely. Jordan Wilmore received an offer back in December, and he's got some more offers from some mid-majors. But Tennessee was they just was in awe of what he could do at 7'4", his ability to run the floor and move. And they just saw a tremendous upside in him, and Coach Rick Barnes was there, and they fell in love with him. They offered him on the spot, and so, you know, he's another kid who has so much potential, and he's been so easy to coach, man. Jordan is a hard worker. He's dedicated to his craft, and I love the opportunity that I've had to be able to coach him this year. But man, I think one day he's going to be something to be reckoned with on the next level.
Man, I imagine every coach in this country would love to wake up and see a big 7'4" coming through the door. When did you hear about him?
He's been under the radar. I mean, he's been here in Memphis playing AAU. His mom fell in love with the city, you know, and they wanted to make it home. And obviously, you know, our school, as prestigious as it is with academics and things of that nature, you know, it was a no-brainer. And so we were able to get him, and we've able to work with him over the last few months. And man, he's been a joy. And I think right now he's gonna be special throughout this postseason for us.
No question about it.
Raji Phillips, Whitehaven basketball coach here in Sierra. I got to ask you: have you had any time to pay attention to what Penny is doing? A guy you used to do battle with there in high school. Have you paid attention to what he's been able to do over there at Memphis?
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm a big fan of Memphis basketball. You know, obviously Jeremiah Martin played for me in high school. He's like a son to me. He calls me pops. I call him son. You know, so we communicate and talk all the time. And you know, I have an opportunity to keep up with what they're doing and kind of watching and seeing how things have progressed over the last few months.
How about that run that Jeremiah's on? I mean, he has completely put that team on his back. I mean, we have not seen a run like this from a Memphis player in a long time.
Well, I mean, he's in a place right now where, you know, he's at ease. I could utilize that as an analogy, he's at ease. He's playing Jeremiah Martin basketball. Obviously, he's accustomed to playing basketball with a ball in his hand.
Yep.
And I think that is kind of what have, up his level of play right now. But, you know, he loves his team. He absolutely is just infatuated with Penny and how he's allowing him to play. And, you know, I think those guys are going to turn the corner. I think I saw some great things Saturday against Central Florida, and I think they're going to do well throughout the rest of the season.
That's what he said, too. He said, I think I'm the best player in this league, and I think I'm playing for the best coach in this league.
Well, anytime you have your leaders think that way of you and of their team and then of themselves, you have something special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't question, you know, him saying that because I believe that's how he feels.
Yeah.
And he should feel that way. But, you know, I think what you're seeing right now is just him having a comfort level that he hadn't had in quite some time, you know. And I think the city need to get behind him. You know, mm-hmm. he's a kid that's been through three coaches. He stayed home. And, you know, he's dedicated to this city. He's dedicated to his team. And I think we need to really get behind him and the Memphis movement that is being led by Penny's vision.
Coach, be honest with me. When he left you at Mitchell, where y'all had won state titles, did you think he was the kind of player? I mean, I think at that time, the highest anybody had him was a three-star. I know at La Tech was mm-hmm. one time he was headed. Did you think he'd be capable of putting a program on his back, you know, 27 and a half for the last five games? Did you know he had that in him?
I would have to be honest. Yes, I can say that without a doubt. You know, he showed so many things his senior and junior year. You know, he played against Malik Newman,
yep.
Callaway, played against Kevon Allen, who was at Florida, and he did a tremendous job guarding him and playing against him. And so I knew the opportunity for him to excel on this level would be there. It's just a matter of time, him having the opportunity. And so having said that, our last game, his last game as a senior, the state championship, Coach Pastner was there to see the Lawson kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremiah flat out put on a show, and he offered him on the spot. And as we say, the rest is history.
Did you I'll get a little bit to you. You've had opportunities, if I'm not mistaken, to go the college route. Why has this been the right path for you? Like I said, you've won state titles at Mitchell. Many think you will continue to win them at Whitehaven. You in the right place right now? You have dreams of going to college one day? Or what's the future look like for Faraji Phillips? Many people think so highly of you.
I do have it's a big dream of mine to one day coach on the college level. God has already provided me with a vision that I'm going to one day step foot in the Final Four arena as a Final Four coach. I don't know if that's going to be an assistant or a head, but that's a vision that he's given me. And it is a dream of mine. And so, you know, I'm being led by God. I commit to his plans for my life. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you want to hear, you know, live to hear well done. So that's my focus. I don't care if I win another championship, win another game. You know, you want to be able to say you've made this place better than when you came. Yep. And so that's my objective right now. And I'm patient enough to know, you know, God's timing is the best timing. But I do believe one day I will be blessed to help a college basketball program or maybe a head coach on the next level.
I'm just curious, when did that light go on for you? When was it, this is what I want to do, this is what I feel like God's got for me, I'm going to stick with coaching and helping kids?
I think everybody is aware. Well, those of you that don't know, you know, obviously, you know, I had an opportunity, you know, to talk with Penny last year about that Memphis opportunity, mm-hmm. and, you know, through some compliance issues, things didn't work out for me. But, you know, I knew at that time, you know, it wasn't ready for me. It wasn't my time. You know, God has a plan for me, as he do for all of us. And, you know, I'm just smart enough to know and patient enough to know and obedient enough to know that, hey, when he's ready for me to get to that next level, it's going to happen.
It had to be, to stick on that, the rules of it were you had to be 2 years removed from
EYBL, something like that. Man, I couldn't let it, you know, when it was kind of explained to me, you know, I just heard not now, and I just blocked everything else out. You know, I was, you know, a little bit taken back, obviously a little bit hurt. But, you know, again, my faith is in, you know, Christ Jesus, and I know he's not going to ever forsake me or leave me. So I'm patient enough to know that, hey, it's going to happen when it's supposed to, and it's going to be the right situation for me.
And it's so fortunate for those kids at Whitehaven right now. Like you said, I realize I'm with you that God's got that for you
But right now, man, they're blessed over there. I'm in a great situation, man. Dr. Hunter, my administrator, you know, he's been phenomenal, very supportive, probably, you know, one of the most exciting and energetic administrators that I've ever had an opportunity to work under. And then, you know, the kids, you know, they're inspiring to me. I love them. My parents have been wonderful. And I think it's just a great situation right now. But I also want to give a shout out to our girls. Coach Smith, you know, he's head girls coach over there at Whitehaven. They also won the district tournament championship Friday by beating Perennial Powerhouse in our city in Central. And they're doing a phenomenal job as well. So I'm so proud of our girls. I'm so proud of our school, our community, the Whitehaven community right now is thriving like never before.
You got a bunch of stud coaches and administrators over there, and our man John Martin was trying to get one of them a job with the Memphis Express, Rodney Salisbury.
Yeah,
realize they don't have an OC over there, man. He was just, I mean, we brought it, Salisbury so good.
Who's better than Rodney in Memphis?
Hey, man, listen, I think Coach Salisbury would do a phenomenal job, but I promise you it's going to take you a whole lot to get him away from 4851 Elvis.
I buy that.
You know, he's married to that place.
Oh, man, he's indebted to that place over there, and the community loves him, and, man, rightfully so. He's a tremendous guy. He's helped me so much with just the culture and just getting adjusted to Whitehaven, you know, and how things are over there, and he's been a brother to me. And I think the world loves him. But hey, you know, that's you have a job for you to do that.
You were in a couple great to go from Mitchell to Whitehaven. You've been blessed.
Oh man, I've been
the folks you've been.
You know, it's two different. You know, it's two different situations. Obviously, Mitchell is a little bit more, you know, poverty stricken than the Whitehaven community. I had a different, you know, different feel in terms of the kids there, and you know, but I wouldn't change those years for nothing in the world.
They loved they you. They prepared me like for Whitehaven. Whitehaven kids love
oh man, I love my time there. I love what we were able to do there, and you know, I think Dre is doing a great job as well over there. And man, it was wonderful. Time I spent down in Mitchell.
Man, Jeremiah Martin, man, we're all hoping that that's some kind of way they can win that conference tournament and get him to an NCAA tournament.
Well,
nobody deserves it more.
Absolutely.
No,
if things continue to go the way they are, you know, them playing at home so well, and obviously the tournament being here in Memphis, I think they're going to perform well and do well, and I think they will be an NCAA tournament team.
Yeah. Big Dap Faraji, man, congratulations
man,
on the success.
Yes, sir.
You got a great perspective, man. You got a great perspective on life. And
anything we can do to keep it going, brother.
I appreciate you guys so much.
You just keep up the good work,
yes,
brother.
Sir. Thank you so much.
Faraji Phillips, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sales. They got a large inventory price starting at just $29.90. A large inventory. Over 300 cars to choose from, like the Jeep Wrangler. That's what I'm in right now. I love the Jeep Wrangler. I'm never going to drive anything else. I have found my favorite car. It is the Jeep Wrangler. They got more of them out there on the lot. What are you looking for? A small SUV, a large SUV, compact car, luxury car, trucker van. It's all out there. The selection is massive. So if you're in the market for a new car, I don't know what you're doing. Drive on down to Landers Auto Sales. You are the priority, the customer, at Landers Auto Sales. They're located at Goodman Road, on Goodman Road in South Haven, or you can visit them on the web at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. We've got some breaking news in the Major League Baseball world.
What?
The San Francisco Giants.
Don't do it. Oh, they did it, Bryce.
Bruce.
I'm sorry?
The manager, Bruce.
Boshi?
Yeah, he's going to be retiring.
Oh, dude.
After the season.
John.
Thought you'd tell me like Bryce Harper signing or something.
A little bit stronger with baseball.
Dude, Brad retweeted it from the 92.9 account. Must be huge news.
No, you have to be careful with baseball news unless it's player-oriented. I just don't think you can.
Yeah,
you
had a wrong tone on that one.
Why did Brad retweet it then?
Because he's a World Series winner. Okay. And to baseball folks, I guess it matters.
We just had Faraji Phillips, who, of course, is the Whitehaven basketball coach, on the show. And he said that the feedback he gets from other college coaches who are recruiting Matthew Morrell, who is the best player in the city in 2020, that it's going to be hard to get him out of Memphis. How about that?
I thought that was interesting.
Play for Penny Hardaway.
I thought that was very interesting. And made no bones about how when Penny got that job, you know, he's very interested in getting on that staff. And, important, you know, some NCAA rules prevented that. At that time, would not be surprised if in the future, Faraji is indeed on a Division I staff. He's talked about it. It's his dream. So the plan he feels like God's got for him. I believe it's his plan, too. You can tell how sharp he is, and he has had offers before to head out to college. It's going to be soon, and you figure if Penny can get the timing right, it'll be over there in Memphis. That would certainly, you think, help you with Matthew Morrell, who, what I didn't realize, Coach Phillips goes back with since the age of 8. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about a relationship that's almost like a parent. They are tight. Yep. And I don't think I realized how far back that relationship went.
No doubt.
It's good to hear.
No question about it. All right.
You're a Memphis fan.
Every day around this time, let's get it.
Here's what 92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
All right, mine's simple. Light night on Memphis sports. I told you what I was watching and what I got to finish. I'm finishing the end of Bohemian Rhapsody. Got to see the Live Aid performance or everything leading up to that. So it's the last 10 to 15 to 5 minutes of it. And, John, we're talking about a movie that's up for Movie of the Year.
Movie of the Year.
Academy Award for Best Picture. Of course I know that. I'll be watching Bohemian Rhapsody tonight, the very end of it. No, that makes Bennett very proud.
It does make me proud. I will be watching, and I don't care what you both have to say about it. Monday Night Raw on USA Network.
This dude, that's the problem with this with Bennett. He does the same thing every week.
What a curveball.
We had history last night at Elimination Chamber. The first ever women's tag team champions were crowned, Sasha and Bayley. Both won the Women's Elimination Chamber match to become the Women's Tag Team Champion. So history was made. And also a little more history, as just announced on Twitter, D-Generation X will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame before WrestleMania. You know, we're on the road to WrestleMania now.
Yes.
It starts now.
I got Coco Beware lined up like he was last year for us.
Good.
All right.
Stay tuned.
I'll be watching. It is President's Day. I'll be watching Presidents at War on the History Channel, 8 o'clock.
Stop. I'm actually going to watch that. I'm going to watch that.
I've
got that DVR.
Highlighting the experiences of some of the former American presidents during World War II and how it shaped them as leaders. Honestly, that's as interesting as anything that's happened in the sports world tonight.
No, I actually saw the preview for that. And
yeah, or I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not, but I really do have that DVR.
It looked interesting.
No, I'm being totally serious. I'm not even being sarcastic. I know everybody thinks I'm just sarcastic all the time. Like, I can't be sincere.
Well, it's hard to tell sometimes.
I mean, I respect our country, and I respect our president, and I respect our line of presidents.
You respect our country?
Yes.
That's amazing.
And so y'all should do the same, and y'all should tune in with me. Actually, we should have a watch party at your house for Presidents at War. Smell your hand again. That's gonna do
Faraji. It. Smell like Tom Ford. I can't stop.
That's gonna do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests today, Jason Fitz and Faraji Phillips.
Dude's a stud.
Yes.
Both of them.
Happy President's Day to all of you. Eric Hassline's up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.